are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth and Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Destroying America has been a bipartisan effort. And we're the answer. This is Govern America.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be many America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Angela Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 12th of July, 2014. Getting back into this, I wanted to share with you a law. I just had a listener, Sean, thank you very much for this. 1907, I guess it was. Title 8, United States Code, Section 1324. Defines several distinct offenses related to aliens. Subsection 1324A,
Hello? Are we on the air? All righty. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have not heard Darren's video, but I have something I want to pick up on when he was talking about the changes in the country. One of the primary things that did change our country was something called the Humanist Manifesto. There were a number of authors of that, but John Dewey, who is considered the father of modern American education, is one of the people who put together the Humanist Manifesto. And it calls for a form of democracy with certain rights, a kind of hybrid socialism, and the renunciation of force. As a step toward a one-world government, they propose that children and adults be educated in their ideologies. They call for social and mental hygiene, altering the course of human revolution and cultural development. They call for actually a form of eugenics through this mental hygiene. And they call for altering the course of human cultural development through indoctrination. It's a very naturalistic belief system. They literally scorn salvationism as a distraction from the problems of life. They disavow belief in God. They call upon human beings to save themselves. And so it is you can see and this thing was written originally in 1933, and it has had multiple updates, one of which in 1973, one of which in 1999. So the Humanist Manifesto is this ongoing march. But what you can see through this is the plan in action. We can see. And it's difficult for all of us because the older people see it very clearly. because they you know, if you're born in the 30s, 40s, or 50s, you know, you see the dramatic changes. If you were born anywhere after probably 1970, you may not see the massive changes that have occurred. It is an interesting movement because it seeks control of law, it seeks control of education, it absolutely denounces religions, and of course we first saw this with 9/11, and all of a sudden all of Islam was like horrible. But now we're seeing it where Christianity is being equally attacked, particularly in this country. It is simply something that, you know, the 1930s is an interesting period of time. A lot of laws were put into effect basically to back up this humanist manifesto. Now, on that note, I have just put up two articles regarding the Humanist Manifesto. This is something that is very important to understand so that you can see what the ultimate plan is. It's interesting equally to consider the people who have been a part of this humanist movement. John Dewey, back in the 30s, was one. So we have listed Isaac Asimov, John Ciardi, Alan Guttmacher, you can still get on the Guttmacher's websites, Andrei Sakharov, Betty Friedman, Betty was a very famous feminist, and B.F. Skinner. We've got Planned Parenthood. He was also a preeminent American philosopher. And the president of Planned Parenthood, by the way, the father of the Soviet hydrogen bomb, and an inventor of an idiom for American feminism. And they also, this group, they're also responsible for turning psychology into a behavioral manipulation system. And, of course, we see that absolutely wildly, everywhere. I mean, it practically, and particularly in America, if you're not on a drug, if you're not on some type of a psychotropic drug or a drug for depression or whatever, you're just not very with it. It is a very, very interesting thing. It demands the transformation of older religions, all of them. It no longer calls its creed a religion, the Humanist Manifesto, that is. And it's interesting because they're calling for a secular humanism. It is so obvious to people who are older what has been removed from the consciousness of particularly the American. It's why science is now king. It is why religious people are now fools. It is why we are being taken over by science. We are being taken intellectually over by science. We are being taken physically over, as we well know, particularly. Oh, you're back. Welcome back, Darren.
Yeah, you know, I got a power outage here, so we
powerful. Okay, Darren, what I did while you were off the air was I picked up on your commentary about, you know, the changes, the very, very long-term changes. And I've been talking about the humanist manifestos, of which there have been three revisions. Beginning, but what I really wanted to talk about was John Dewey, who was the father of modern education, because he was one of the original creators of the Humanist Manifesto.
Yeah, and an ardent New Ager, too.
Oh, absolutely. And it calls for socialism. It calls for a one-world government. And this is back in 1933, Darren. It calls for, this is a quote from the manifesto, social and mental hygiene and altering the course of human evolution, which, of course, means eugenics. It means transhumanism. I mean, this is 1933 and written by the very top people in the United States at that time.
Yep, that's right. This is, as we said repeatedly during this broadcast, it's a long-laid plan. These social architects are at work and have been for a very long time. Thank God the American people and the people of the world are becoming wise to them. Let's just hope it's not a little too late. Anyway, we've got to take a quick time out, Nancy. We'll be back in a moment, folks. Hopefully we can keep things together for the rest of the broadcast. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Governed America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. What I was going to say before I got knocked off the air earlier was about Title 8, United States Code, Section 1324. Thanks, Sean, for sending this to me. It prohibits alien smuggling, domestic transportation of unauthorized aliens, concealing or harboring unauthorized aliens, encouraging or inducing unauthorized aliens to enter the United States, and engaging in a conspiracy or aiding and abetting any of the preceding acts.
Section 1324A 2 prohibits bringing or attempting to bring unauthorized aliens to the United States in any manner whatsoever, even at a designated port of entry. Now, it goes on to there. It has subsections, alien smuggling, domestic transporting, harboring, encouraging, inducing, conspiracy, abetting. Anyway, there's a lot of different things to this, but it's Title 8, United States Code, Section 1324, offenses. And I'll put this in the show notes on the website at governamerica.com later on for you folks to peruse. I just think it's interesting. Not that the people that are really organizing all this stuff really care about the law or anything. You know, we go back to the years ago, in fact, 2001, Bush and Vicente Fox were meeting, hoping the nations become better amigos, Nancy. The New York Times reported in January of 2001, a quote from General Colin Powell, where he says, "Our common border is no longer a line that divides us, but a region that unites our nations, reflecting our common aspirations, values, and culture." So, borders, which typically divide countries, he says these are borders that unite us. It's no longer a border. It's a region.
Yep.
And we go back to the La Paz Agreement in 1983, creating Border 21, which they renamed Border 2012. And now, last time I checked, it was called Border 2020, U.S.-Mexico border region. And that's what a lot of folks don't understand when they go down there. The militia's going down there now to try to police the border. They don't realize that the U.S. and Mexican border is considered a border region where it is has, you know, I think it's like a 60 miles on either side of the border or something like that. If memory serves me, I think 62 miles or something like that on either side of the border.
Yeah, I think so.
U.S.-Mexican border region. And then we have the Council on Foreign Relations, Independent Task Force on North America. We talked about this before, but yet just last year, Nancy, they had a thing on the CFR.org website, Independent Task Force on North America. They say the Council on Foreign Relations has convened an Independent Task Force on North America, co-chaired by guess who? General David H. Petraeus. Former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and Robert Zolak, former president of the World Bank. The task force, they say, will provide a comprehensive analysis of North American integration in areas including trade, security, migration, energy, and infrastructure, and will generate policy recommendations designed to enhance U.S. and regional competitiveness and well-being. Shannon K. O'Neill, CFR's Senior Fellow for Latin American Studies, serves as the project's director. The task force was launched in October of 2013, and the group aims to produce a report in the fall of 2014. So they are very, very actively working on this. You know, we had people, when they ditched the plan, you know, at least overtly so, we were told that the North American Union and the NASCO corridor and all that stuff, the integration of the Americas was all dead. And obviously, nothing could be further from the truth. If you go right to the horse's patoot, there it is.
Well, and you know, they're, number one, their lying is just incomprehensible. But number two, their unethical and immoral ways to accomplish what they want. They're bringing up all of these children. They're bringing up a lot of mothers with babies. They did not plan this. They don't care about their well-being. They are putting them behind chain link fences and barbed wire. Obama's solution for all of these people is to find abandoned buildings for them to live in. I mean, it is disgusting. Despicable. It blows my mind on so many levels. that they are using these people. Many of these people are, we talked about this before, a lot of these people have never been to school. They're illiterate. They've never driven a car. They've never had jobs. A lot of them have lived out in the sticks in these third world countries. A lot of them have never seen doctors. This is why we've got this influx of diseases. We've got TB coming in. We've got scabies coming in. We've even had leprosy problems. Now we've got, a plague. It is absolutely, and so what do? They didn't even have places set up for them. They talk about it being a humanitarian crisis.
Right. You just took the words out of my mouth.
It is for the United States. It is for those people. Many of those children are very young children. They're little kids. It is absolutely, they've got gang members, waiting for, the teenagers. And they admit it, they've got the gang members ready to, take them in. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the fact that they're referring to this as a humanitarian crisis. I come back again, as I covered last week. Executive Order 13107, signed by Bill Clinton, implementation of human rights treaties, and we have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which says, listeners, everyone, Article 13, everyone has the right to freedom of movement and residence within the borders of each state. Everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and return to his own country. Everyone has a right to seek and enjoy asylum in other countries from persecution. This right may not be invoked. Okay, I'll skip that one. Everyone has a right to a nationality. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality, nor denied the right to change his nationality.
Yeah, so, except if you're an American and you want to get the hell out of Dodge,
yeah.
then you're charged with all, you've got to pay taxes in multiple countries. They harass you. It's very hard, in fact, to get out of America. Although that is exactly what all the rich people are doing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We're almost at the bottom of the hour already. I've been teasing it all along, and when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to get into this audio. As soon as we come back from the break, because I think this is vitally important. They had back in 2005, a luncheon at this Council on Foreign Relations in which they discussed exactly the goals that they had planned on achieving. And I think this is very germane to what's happening to today. I think it's important to go back some time and see what they had planned. Let's examine what the plan was in light of what's coming to light today. How have they achieved? See, they work under cover of darkness, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we got to pull back the veil and expose these creatures for what they really are. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublic.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Keep in mind, listeners, the Inter-American Democratic Charter was signed in Lima, Peru on September 11, 2001. This is the document, really, is the Charter of the Americas. It is the Organization of American States. You remember we were talking, leading up to this immigration or migration surge that we have in the United States right now, that you need to keep a track of what's going on at the Organization of American States. And here we have the surge. And while you folks were distracted back in September 11, 2001 with the Twin Towers and all the stuff that's going on at the Pentagon, these little creeps were working on this integration of the Americas project. Nobody noticed that the Inter-American Democratic Charter was being signed that day.
That day.
They talk about in this document. The democracy and the inter-American system. They have democracy and human rights. Democracy, integral development, and combating poverty. How's that working out for you people? Strengthening and preservation of democratic institutions. Democracy and electoral observation missions. promotion of a democratic culture. And as we get more democracy, seems like we have a lot less rights, don't we? Because democracy is not our constitutional form of government, that's for sure. You know, this whole idea of elections is a ruse. Because elections are rigged. They're talking about having elections in Iraq right now. They just had it. And guess what, Nancy? Oh, the elections are contested right now. So people need to look at the Inter-American Democratic Charter, read it, study it, because...
The leaders are installed. They're installed all over the world. They're installed in the United States.
Absolutely they are. So anyway, continuing on here, we talked about the CFR. I want to get back into this again, because right around 2005, I believe that this audio, I was going through my old archive stuff last night, and I stumbled upon this audio again. I think this is very important what these people say. The Council on Foreign Relations, and I think this is probably around 2005, because that's when the conference was, they were having a luncheon meeting of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. Now, the first clip is the moderator, and I'm sorry I don't know this guy's name. I looked for it. He wrote a book. He's from the New York Times. He wrote a book called Here. And he talks about how 9/11 helped to further their plan. Here's what he had to say.
Let me just begin by setting a little bit of the stage. I was a correspondent and bureau chief for the New York Times in Mexico and then later in Canada. So I had the opportunity to live, work, and observe all three countries. It became clear to me pretty quickly as I was doing that the countries were going through enormous changes and that our concept of border was changing and needed to be expanded.
Really?
At the end of my experiences, I put them together in a book called Here that was published in 2001, and I was on a continental book tour that began September 10th, 2001. And ended very early on the morning of September 11th. I was stuck in San Diego with this whole 3,000-plus mile continent between me and my family, my job, my colleagues, and the biggest story of my life. As I drove back, it gave me lots of opportunity to think about what was happening and how those borders were going to change yet again, and what was going to happen to this this place called North America, and for most of us, simply this place called here.
Now, the borders are to change. Isn't that interesting that he knew that ahead of time? In what way would they be changing? You would think now, Nancy, that they would strengthen the borders between the countries as a result of 9/11. But as we see here, as we get further into this, that's not what they had in mind. What they outline here is more of a weakening border stance. He goes on to introduce John Manley, who is the former Canadian Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance there. And he also chaired some kind of Homeland Security board or something. Anyway, this John Manley had some interesting things to say here.
Perhaps I'll start with my own 9/11 anecdote, because I think it does provide a certain amount of context for what happened. When you were in San Diego, I was in Berlin, having toured a number of European capitals in preparation for, I was foreign minister at the time, in preparation for Canada's hosting of the GA process the following year. And on September 11th, I flew through Frankfurt back to Toronto, and when the Twin Towers were struck, I was somewhere in an Air Canada plane over the Atlantic Ocean. In fact, I think we had just left European airspace. The crew had me go and sit in the cabin, something, of course, which is unthinkable now, but I sat in the cabin. I listened to the BBC as the story unfolded of what was happening in the United States at the time. And I can say to you that my first reaction was, this is going to have a profoundly significant effect on how things move forward in North America, particularly at the borders.
Okay, can anyone say Hegelian dialectic? Now, he rambles on for a while, and then...
All of this is a lead-in to say to you that pursuing our work, the conclusion that we came to, the finding that we made as a task force, was that the security of North America is essentially indivisible.
One continent, indivisible, with tyranny and imprisonment for all.
That it is a primary responsibility of every government to provide for the safety and the security and the protection of its citizens. That on this continent, that is impossible for any one of our governments to do without the cooperation of the others.
Okay, no government can go it alone. We need to combine our forces to fight the common enemy. Of course, we created the enemy, but we're not going to tell you that. This is the false paradigm engineered to facilitate everyone into thinking that we have no choice but to do this. And by the way, how do we ever protect ourselves in the past without a North American Union, without cooperation, all these cooperation agreements between Mexico, United States, and Canada? We come back again to the fact, Nancy, that our military is gone. You know, it's being used to wage world peace. You know, enforcing peace at the barrel of a gun.
And I also want to make this point, ladies and gentlemen, the gang Mara Salvatrucha, which is what we know as M13, a very dangerous gang. The majority of the gang is ethnically from Central America. And that's exactly who we've got coming into the country. Interesting, Darren, they're also going to Canada, by the way. It's not just here. They have a very heavy presence in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Fairfax County, Virginia, Maryland, Long Island, Boston, Massachusetts, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Houston, Texas, and also in Canada. And they're also going up to Canada as well as here. Now, we know that they are being greeted by the gang members at the borders. They are being taken in by this gang, the MS-13. And holy cow, Darren!
Well,
we got 100,000 of them coming in this year.
Once again, I said it before, I'll say it again. Homeland security, ladies and gentlemen, isn't designed to keep you secure. It's just designed to keep them secure. That's why homeland security means you have to be spied upon.
Of course, they have third world police forces in these countries that have been so corrupt. We've seen it in Mexico. We've seen it in some Central American countries and some South American countries. Violent, very corrupted law enforcement officials. And now what are we getting here?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, they're beating everybody all over the place. Stay with us. We got to take a quick time out. We'll get right back into this on the other side of the break. Time's going by very quickly. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The website, governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. We'll be back in a moment here on RBN.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I want to kill the music in the interest of time as we move along here. We're playing audio from the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, meeting, the luncheon they had. I think it was back around 2005. That's when they came out with the report, the plan, Building a North American Community, the report of the Independent Task Force on the future of North America. They had a meeting back then, and we're examining the audio in light of the more recent events that have taken place here. And we shared some audio from there. You know, the guy was saying, this John Manley speaking. He's the former Canadian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. And he's basically saying that no country can go it alone. No government should go it alone. We need to fight to combine our forces and fight the common enemy. You know, and but the problem is the common enemy are these are phantom enemies that they have created. Terrorism is an engineered crisis, listeners. Not that there's not really people around the world that want to do us harm. But they mainly want to do us harm because of the interventionist policies of the United States government sticking its nose into other countries, droning them, bombing them, and destroying families. You would probably want to do that too. If somebody killed your family members, your friends, destroyed your infrastructure, stuck their country's business into your election systems and made a mess of things, caused your government to become more and more extremist all the time, you'd probably be pretty ticked off too. And that's what we have here today in the United States, our U.S. State Department doing all of that stuff and more all around the world.
Yep.
Anyway, before I talk us out of time, I want to get back into this.
Our border procedures find their origins in the 19th century when they were created in order to generate revenue for government. We didn't have income taxes at the time or the myriad of other taxes. Most of government revenue came from collection of tariffs, customs duties, and over the years, as the collection of revenue has become less important, a myriad of other responsibilities have been heaped on the border. And I think what we came to realize that was that if our two borders between Canada and the U.S. and Mexico and the U.S. became a front line for security, that the impact that that would have on normal relations and on economic relations would be very profound.
Okay, so in other words, we shouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to the security at those pesky borders. No. Security at the borders might actually stifle economic development. So what he really wants to do is, we need that North American perimeter, outer security perimeter.
And therefore, it was important to begin our task by looking at how we deal with that security leg of the relationships that exist. We've made a number of important recommendations, I think. The key one is to think in terms of a security perimeter surrounding a zone of security. We make the point that it is important for all three governments to commit themselves to security within that zone, thereby alleviating some of the need to try to build barriers at our mutual borders. That implies a great many things. It implies greater cooperation between our security and intelligence agencies, exchange of information, assistance in keeping track of persons who may be security risks.
Okay, so combining intelligence and basically turning the entire continent into a police state, tracking people everywhere they go. Now, he goes on to talk about just how they're going to track people.
It implies that we understand the nature of the goods and people that are coming into the continent. With respect to goods, it means cooperation with respect to the inspection of goods coming from overseas. Certainly in the case of Canada and the U.S., the extent to which we inspect vessels and particularly container traffic coming into the continent has been sporadic and weak. In fact, as I told my one-time counterpart, Governor Ridge, at one point, you inspect more thoroughly grain cars entering the United States from Saskatchewan than you do container traffic entering the United States from the Middle East.
Let me just stop it here. That what he's saying here is actually true. The United States inspects less than 1% of the goods coming into this country, including goods from communist China and other countries that are very, very, very much not friendly to the United States. We import, believe it or not, a lot of stuff from the Middle East, as he just said there. And so a lot of the stuff that's coming in here is coming in here completely and totally uninspected. We've covered on this broadcast in the past before about how some of the ingredients in a lot of the food coming in here being imported is very unsafe. They have dangerous chemicals. We've had the outbreak of melamine in the dog food, killing a lot of pets, a lot of dogs in the past. These are very real issues here, and they're not being addressed. So it just puts the lie to this whole notion, again, that homeland security means keeping you safe. It's quite the opposite. Now, continuing on here, I said a moment ago he was going to talk about how he's going to track people. Listen to what he has to say here.
So how do we build an approach that is cooperative and supports the common goal of providing security? And how do we then build on that to enhance the mobility of our citizens to engage in commerce and to pursue the natural relationships that have developed among North Americans, relationships of friendship and family as well as business? We think that there should be a North American border pass, a card that we can use to enter any of the three countries without going through the normal procedures for questioning, either at airports or at the border, with biometric identification.
Okay, biometric identifiers for everybody, Nancy.
There you go. Because,
folks, if you think this is going to be limited to the migrants coming in here, you got another thing coming. You know, it's the migrants today, it's you folks tomorrow. Because once everyone is being tracked, and you know, this is the other thing with this with regard to the driver's license and the whole national ID plan, the push to identify people with a North American with a national ID. The national ID is going to be a part of this North American ID. And ultimately, the ID of the Americas.
Yes, so it's our new identifiers.
Yeah, that'll be
in
your
our
default
new nation. Yes.
Passport that he's talking about here.
Yep.
All right, finishing this up, I got one more clip here. This is very interesting, what he says next.
We think that we should be on the fast track to complete labor mobility in North America, first between Canada
okay,
and
did
the
you hear
United
that?
States.
I want to play that again. Listen very carefully, folks, because this is what the plan was. This is what they said in 2005.
We think that we should be on the fast track to complete labor mobility in North America, first between Canada and the United States. That it no longer makes sense to say to Canadian or U.S. businesses that you may not hire the best people in those two countries. You can only hire nationals of your own country unless you're able to get through a complex series of obstacles to enhance what is known as the NAFTA visa so that it's more open and more accessible, more readily accessible. Any of you who do business outside the United States or across the border will know some of the issues that you have to deal with in trying to explain to an immigration official what it is you're all about. These are things that really are antiquated in a modern world in which in North America we need to move beyond as we begin to be more comfortable with the steps that are taken towards security.
In other words, as we break down and condition the public to accept this. You know, but did you hear what he said? You know,
we think that we should be on the fast track to complete labor mobility in North America.
Okay, complete labor mobility.
There you go.
Now, we told you, ladies and gentlemen, that the reason why they're bringing these people in was to be exploited as wage slaves. You just heard the CFR guy basically say the same thing. Complete labor mobility. What does that mean? No borders, listeners. He just told you. They're going to focus their security, their whole idea of a border, on the outer security perimeter, meaning that the inward border would essentially be dropped. He didn't say it that overtly, but that's what he means.
Well,
that's
and this,
what this
was
is all about.
Almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This was almost now. I've got some more info for us. I just found it.
Okay.
According to a U.S. Border Patrol Council report, quote, as many as 300,000 Central American immigrants are now en route to the United States through Mexico, and the Department of Defense has asked military bases around the country to find 180 barracks, holding centers, and other facilities to house the flood, which is not expected to stop coming anytime soon.
That's
okay.
Right. We're being colonized. Hold your thoughts. Let's pick it up in the final hour. Stay with us, folks. Governed America continues. Don't go away.